How the Dinosaur Got His Shoes, a One-Third Stories book. Written by Johnny Prin. Illustrated by Hannah Hutchings. Translated by Clara Criado Escriba. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Lorraine Ansell. People have always wondered why they find piles of shoes wherever they find dinosaur bones. The truth is that all dinosaurs used to wear shoes. All of them, that is, except Terence Rex. It wasn't that Terence didn't want to wear shoes. Without them, he was always treading on thistles or stabbing his toes on rocks or leaving footprints everywhere, so that the other dinosaurs knew it must be him who had stolen the biscuits. It was just that he could never find any shoes that were quite right. But after one particularly sore feet, stubby toes sort of morning, Terence decided that enough was enough. He set off to find the perfect pair of zapatos. It wasn't long before Terence found a dinosaur twirling around in a pair of pink ballet shoes.
Hello, what's your name?
Hola, me llamo Stig, said the other dinosaur.
Could I try on your pink zapatos? Asked Terence.
Sí, of course you can try on my zapatos rosas, said Stig.
Terence put on the zapatos rosas and started to dance with joy. He whirled and twirled and leapt through the air right into a prickly thistle.
Ouch!
Cried Terence. Los zapatos rosas were just too thin.
No, these aren't right, but I can't expect to find the right zapatos after trying on just one pair. Thank you, Stig. Goodbye.
The next dinosaurio Terence met was wearing sparkling white disco zapatos.
Hola, ¿cómo te llamas?
Said Terence.
Me llamo Trish, said the dinosaurio.
Could I try on your white zapatos?
Sí, of course, said Trish.
Terence popped on the zapatos blancos and looked down at his feet. But los zapatos blancos sparkled and shone and made his eyes hurt.
No, these zapatos aren't right either, said Terence. But I've only tried on one, two pairs. Gracias, Trish. Adios.
Terence walked on until he met a dinosaurio as tall as the trees, wearing red high-heeled zapatos.
Hola!
Terence shouted up to her.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Bridget, said the tall dinosaurio.
Terence told Bridget about his search for zapatos. When he asked her, she kicked off her red zapatos for him to try. He climbed into los zapatos rojos, but they were so tall, he wibbled and wobbled and fell right on his bottom.
No, these shoes aren't right either, but I've only tried on uno, dos,
tres pairs. Gracias, Bridget.
Adios.
Terence left the forest and found a pair of dinosaurios in shiny black tap zapatos, bashing their heads together.
Hola, me llamo Crash,
said the first dinosaurio.
Y yo me llamo Wallop,
said the second.
Could I try on your black zapatos? Asked Terence.
Wallop gave Terence his zapatos negros. But when Terence tried them on, all the tipping and tapping
gave him a terrible headache.
No, these aren't right. But I've only tried on uno, dos, tres, cuatro pairs. Maybe I'll find the right zapatos at the watering hole.
There were lots of dinosaurios at the watering hole, and lots of zapatos to try on. El par de zapatos, number cinco, were green running shoes. But los zapatos verdes were too fast. El par de zapatos, number seis, were orange sport shoes. But los zapatos naranjas were too smelly. El par de zapatos número siete were big purple boots, but los zapatos morados were too heavy. El par de zapatos número ocho were yellow rain boots, but los zapatos amarillos were too dinosaurio dungy.
I've tried on uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho pares de zapatos. And none of them have been right, said Terence.
Just then, a flying dinosaurio wearing blue zapatos with wheels on the bottom landed beside him. Hola, said the flying dinosaurio when she saw Terence. Me llamo Penny. Pleased to meet you.
Hola, said Terence. Could I try on your zapatos azules?
Sí, of course, said Penny.
These zapatos azules are great,
said Terence, whizzing around.
I wonder where I can get a...
He wailed, rolling down the hill and crashing into a tree trunk.
It's hopeless, Terence cried. I've tried on uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve pares de zapatos now, and not one of them has been right. I'm going to have sore feet and stubbed toes forever.
Actually, there is one more par de zapatos for you to try, said a voice from the bushes. There was a rustling, and Bridget appeared, followed by all the other dinosaurios Terence had met that day. We all had so much fun watching you try on our zapatos that we wanted to say gracias, said Steg. So we bought you a present. Penny swooped down next to them, carrying a large box. Terence opened the box. Inside, he found a pair of fancy brown zapatos. They weren't too thin, or too shiny, or too smelly, or too loud, or too dirty. And they were just his size.
Gracias,
said Terence, putting on los zapatos marrones.
I've tried on uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez pares de zapatos now. And these ones are perfect.
And although he did have a little trouble with the laces from time to time, Terence Rex never had sore feet or stubbed toes ever again. All thanks to his zapatos marrones. Glossary. Adios. Goodbye. Amarillo. Yellow. Azul. Blue. Blanco. White. Cinco. Five. ¿Cómo te llamas? What's your name? Cuatro. Four. Diez. Ten. Dinosaurio.
dinosaur. Dos. Two. Gracias. Thank you.
Hola.
Hello. Marrón. Brown. Me llamo. My name is. Morado.
Purple.
Naranja. Orange. Negro. Black. No. No. Nueve. Nine. Número. Number. Ocho. Eight. Par. Pear. Rojo. Red. Rosa. Pink. Seis. Six. Sí. Yes. Siete. Seven. Tres. Three. Uno. One. Verde. Green. E. And. Yo. I. Zapatos. Shoes. A note for parents. In Spanish, adjectives usually change form depending on whether the word they describe is singular or plural. In the glossary, we've shown the singular form. In the story, you will find the plural form because more than one shoe is described. Here are some words and phrases that will help you introduce yourself in Spanish. Hola. Me llamo. Tengo años. Mi color favorito es el. This is what it would sound like for someone named Alex, who is 8 years old and whose favorite color is brown. Hola. Me llamo Alex. Tengo 8 años. Mi color favorito es el marrón.